KSXARN, News West. We are a community organisation and we've been serving up the best amateur radio news in Australia since 1931. Hi there, I'm coming from VK6SCRC and welcome to News West for the 26th of May 2024. Now on with the show.
On behalf of the Committee of WA Amateur Radio News, I'm pleased to announce that Perth Tech 2024 will be on Saturday the 21st of September, and again the venue is the Gidgegannet Recreation Club. It's too early yet to be able to give program details, however the format will be similar to previous years, with on-site caravan and camper parking from Friday night, informal activities on Friday afternoon and evening, the main program on Saturday followed by a sundowner. For those camping over and anyone else keen to return to the site, there's a barbecue breakfast and more informal show-and-tell activities before people pack up and return home. Sometime soon we'll be calling for expressions of interest from people wishing to make a presentation at Perth Tech, and we're open to program suggestions from the amateur radio public. At this stage, stay tuned. Tell your friends, mark your calendars. Perth Tech is really a weekend you shouldn't miss. Did I tell you to mark your calendar and set the weekend, or at least the Saturday aside? Here it is again. Perth Tech is on Saturday the 21st of September, with camping available from Friday afternoon through to Sunday.
Hi, just a little note about VK6RRG and the WAG Technical and General Net, having it run every Sunday morning on VK6RLM, that's 146.750, or Channel 3 in the old money. And it starts at 10:30 a.m. this morning. Of course, if you're listening in the evening, it's next week.
If you happen to listen to the right part of the 80 metre band on a Tuesday evening, you might hear something that sounds like this. The CQQRS net has been running every single Tuesday for the last 2 years and has been unbelievably popular. There are usually half a dozen, and a couple of times up to 18 stations, popping in and out when they can over the 4 or 5 hours. The aim is to encourage new CW operators to have a go at slow CW in a safe and really friendly environment, where slow speed and lots of mistakes are par for the course. It's all about having a go, starting with a basic call sign and RST exchange, then over time getting better and better. The net also attracts its fair share of old-timers who enjoy helping others to have a go or just to enjoy the banter. So this might be just the opportunity you've been waiting for to have a go at transmitting on CW, or perhaps just to stop the contacts rusting up on your key. Doesn't matter whether you're brand new to the code or if you're an old-timer who would like to have a bit of fun and help encourage new operators by having simple, safe QSOs at their speed, we'd love to have you join in. The net starts at 0900 Zulu every Tuesday on 80 metres between 3540 and 3570 kHz, and there's stations in the west, east and in between listening out for your CQQRS call. For more information and to receive our weekly CQQRS RagChew newsletter, contact me, Mark, VK6QI, via my email address on qrz.com, or you can email me direct, mark.bosma@icloud.com. That is mark.bosma@icloud.com. Too much switch mode power supply hash on 80 metres? This might be the incentive to do something about it. With a cheap noise canceller costing less than $100, 80 metres could be easier than you think. So once again, Tuesdays from 0900 Zulu until late, between 3540 kHz and 3570 kHz. Cheers from Mark, VK2KI and VK6QI.
WAG News for the 19th of May 2024. G'day from WARG. Some time ago now, I said, we've got news for you. And yeah, we do. We've been trying to get some things done, and we're getting there, as usual, slowly. But in the background, we've been listening to some of our members who are asking for activities, talks, and more access to WAG. We not only have the WAG email reflector and the website at www.warg.org.au, and of course the Technical and General Net each week on Channel 3, that's 146750 or 6RLM, 10:30 Sunday morning, but we've also got a Facebook page. And at the end of last year, we reinstigated the Tech Talks. And we've had a number of them from Robin, VK6XRE. And we're going to have an activities night in the next few months. More on that in coming weeks, so stay tuned. This past month was the WAG AGM. Stay with me here. We've seen a little bit of a shake-up on council. Not too big a change, but there's a couple of new faces on council and some changes in the jobs being done. Sorry, peeps, but you still got stuck with me as promotions officer. Lols, right? I mean, right? Okay. Anyway, the past president, Anthony, VK6AXB, has stepped aside to become the secretary this year, and Matt, VK6ML, has stepped up to the top job to rev up WAG and get us up to speed. We also welcome Adam, VK6XR, to the Treasury bench as we say thanks for your 3 years to Carsten, VK6PCB, who had to step aside because of the Constitution saying only 3 years in any one position. But he is still on council. The WAG technical officer is still Colin, VK6ATT, and Barry, 6SP, has remained as vice president. And occasionally emergency for the TechNet if I can't make it, like last week. I was just too shattered post 2 days with only 1 hour of sleep. Eurovision. Enough said. I'll be back after Ono with more WAG news, so stay tuned.
Hello from Dennis, VK6AKR for the WAVHF Group Incorporated. Two items from the group today. RTTY. Listeners may remember our encouragement to use RTTY by establishing 2 evening nets per week, one using 2-metre simplex on Tuesday evenings and the other using the 3 linked repeaters installed by Mitch, VK6XB, using FM on 70 centimetres. Well, they are back thanks to Dave, VK6KV, who began hosting them on Wednesday evenings from 2000 hours local time. Dave has some commitments that might prevent him from being on air consistently, but anyone who has an interest in RTTY can advertise on WA Habs, for example, and go on air. I shall try to join in too. Now, please mark your diary for some special events. 3 garage sales to help rehome the extensive electronics collection of group founder Wally House, VK6KZ, Silent Key. Please mark your diaries for June the 1st, the 15th, and the 22nd. Details will be posted to club members and on WA Hams, but you can also email me for the address. My email is in qrz.com and on our WA VHF Group Facebook page. These garage sales will run from 11 o'clock until 1400 hours local time each day. Items include rigs and many other modules, electronics kits, components, and a significant quantity of aluminium and steel. Wally was a prolific experimenter and competent builder of chassis, cabinets, etc. Club members will be available to suggest reasonable prices. It all needs to be rehomed by the end of June as the house is being sold. Gold coin donations will apply for many of the goods. Proceeds to Wally's estate. One large item that may interest you, a C-band dish, rotator and LNB, which will need some person power to liberate from its cemented in place mounting pole in the back lawn. That could be a busy bee all of its own. Please contact me if you think this has a place in your antenna farm. Until next time, 73 from Dennis, VK6AKR for the WAVHF Group. Thanks for listening.
This is News West. your amateur radio news on VK6ARN, originating on the News West Linked Repeater Network and HF Relays.
Time is passing quickly, and as the sun doesn't stop rising and setting, it's time to dust off your calendars. Grab a permanent marker and write it in. The NCRG Ham Fest is on again come August 25th, 2024. You won't be surprised to find the event at the Cyril Jackson Rec Centre at the end of Fisher Street in Bassendean. What else do we love about Ham Fest? The raffle. This year the raffle will have four prizes: an Andrews communication voucher worth $2,000, a Yaesu FTM 300, $699, a Yaesu FT70DR worth $299, and if Yaesu isn't your brand, there's a $100 voucher from Horizon Antennas. Tickets are $5 per entry, available for sale across New South Wales, the NT, Queensland, South Australia, Tasmania, Victoria, and of course, Western Australia. You'll have to wait another month or two for the raffle start date of the 25th of June, with the raffle ending at 12 noon on the 25th of August at the NCRG Hamfest. Start saving, with full details appearing on the NCRG website before the raffle starts. I'm Glyn, Victor Kilo 6, Papa Alpha Whiskey, for the Northern Corridor Radio Group. 7-3.
Foundations of Amateur Radio. Over the years, you've heard me utter the phrase, get on air and make some noise. It's not an idle thought. The intent behind it is to start, to do something, anything, and find yourself a place within the hobby of amateur radio and the community surrounding it. Since starting my weekly contribution to this community 13 years ago, almost to the day, I promise this wasn't planned, you'll see why in a moment, I've been working my way through the things that take my fancy, things that are of interest to me, and hopefully you. From time to time, I don't know where the next words are going to come from. Today, they came to me 5 minutes ago, when a good friend, Colin, Victor Kilo 6, Echo Tango Echo, asked me what inspires me, after I revealed to him that I didn't know what I was going to talk about. That's all it took to get me rolling. There are times when getting to that point takes weeks. I do research, figure out how something works, explore how it might have been tackled before, if at all, and only then I might start putting my thoughts together. Often, I'll have multiple stabs at it, and if I'm lucky, sometimes, something emerges that I'm astonished by. Today is much simpler than all that, since the only research required is to remember the people I've interacted with. Last week I met an amateur, Jess, Mike 7 Whiskey Oscar Mike, who was in town. Until last week, we'd never met and interacted only online. We discovered that we have a great many things in common: a joy for curiosity, exploration, technology, computers, and a shared belief that we can figure out how to make things work. That interaction, over the course of a day, continues to fuel my imagination and provides encouragement to try new things. The same is true for a friend, Eric, Victor Kilo 6 Bravo Juliet Whiskey, who asked what they should do with the hobby after having been away for a long time, with family, children, commitments and work. Just asking a few simple questions got the juices going and provided inspiration to start playing again. Another amateur was bored and claimed to have run out of things to do. A few of us started asking questions about their exposure to the hobby. Had they tried a digital mode? Had they built an antenna? Had they tried to activate a park? Or, as I have said in the past, any of the other 1,000 hobbies that are embedded within the umbrella that we call amateur radio? Right now I'm in the midst of working through. Actually, truth be told, I'm starting. Okay, actually, I've yet to start. Reading the online book published at PiSDR.org. Prompted by a discussion with Jess last week, I started exploring a known gap in my knowledge. I likened it to having a lamppost in front of my face. I can see to either side, but in between is this post, obscuring an essential piece of knowledge, how one side is connected to the other. In my case, on one side I can see the antenna, how it connects to an ADC or an analog-to-digital converter. On the other, I can also see how you have a series of bytes coming into your program that you can compare against what you're looking for. But the two are not quite connected, obscured by that post. I know there's a Fourier transform in there, but I don't yet grok how it's connected. Recently, I discussed using an RDS, or Radio Data Systems Decoder, called REDC, connected to RTL-FM, in turn connected to an RTL-SDR dongle. That is, you connect an antenna to a cheap digital TV decoder tuned to an FM broadcast station and use some software to decode a digital signal. It turns out that the PI-SDR book serendipitously uses this signal path as an end-to-end tutorial, complete with all the code and example files to make this happen. I actually read the chapter, but it's assuming some knowledge that I don't yet have. So I'm going to start on page 1. Again. So what has this got to do with inspiration, you ask? Well, everything and nothing. Inspiration doesn't occur in a vacuum. It needs input. You cannot see light without it hitting something. Radio waves don't exist and cannot be detected until it hits an antenna. The same is true for inspiration. It needs to hit something. You need to react. It needs to connect. That is why I keep telling you to get on air and make some noise. I'm Ono, Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Lima Alpha Bravo.
This is News West, your amateur radio news on VK6ARN, originating on the News West Linked Repeater Network and HF Relays.
Thanks for that, Ono. And now my turn to be on air making some noise. The first Monday in June is a public holiday. It's WA Day. So the June meeting of WAG is the second Monday, which will be the 10th. Now the big news, so if you've drifted off, okay, snap, and back in the room. This June meeting of WAG is a bring and buy. Yeah, a previously loved stuff sale. It's not an everyday sale. Okay, it's a junk sale. Because the size of the hall at Pelican Point is not overly conducive to such an event, we've moved the meeting to the First Midland Scout Hall in Bellevue. Now, their hall is both easily accessible from the Roe Highway and is a large hall, slightly larger, I think, than the old Peter Hughes Scout Communications Centre at First Hillview we used to meet at in Cannington. More details on the bring and buy in a moment. Now, this could be a move of our regular meeting venue, but that's going to be up to the membership to decide. So why don't you come along to check out the venue and bring some junk to sell, or come and grab a bargain and let us know what you think of the idea of perhaps moving meetings to there on a more permanent basis. Technically, it is a little cheaper and may be easier to get to using the arterial roads network than having to fight your way through peak hour city traffic streams. Did I mention that the toilets are on the inside of the building? No? Okay, well now I have. Anyway, the junk sale, pre-loved equipment bring and buy, will start setting up at 6 p.m. for a 6:30 p.m. start. It will run until the meeting starts at 7:30. There will be a gold coin donation for buyers and a $5 for sellers, but we will only charge you once. The meeting will be free as usual, unless you count usual gold coin for the tea, coffee and biscuits available throughout the night. Your WAG Council are trying to reinvigorate the meetings, and we want your input. But moreover, honestly, we would like your butts on seats like we used to have 40-plus members every meeting back at the Cannington venue. So come along. Check out the Bellevue Institute of Engineers 1901 Hall, which is now the long-time home of First Midland Scouts. They may even want some hams come October to run Joda for them. Something to be thinking about. Are you free to help out a group for Joda? But that's a topic for another time. June the 10th, 6:30 p.m. for the bring and buy, 7:30 for the monthly meeting. Now for your GPSs. Number 10, Helen Street, Bellevue. Just around the corner from the Clayton Street exit from the Roe Highway. So it's reasonably easy to get to. And honestly, from WAG, we would love to see you there. Bring some junk. Buy some junk. You know, we're all hams. We mix and match. It's all good. That's all from WAG for this week, and we will see you later down the track. Of course, that could be just after the news on Channel 3, 146.750, 1030 for the Technical and General Net.
This is News West, your amateur radio news on VK6ARN, originating on the News West Linked Repeater Network and HF Relays.
You may notice that News West has been light on for content lately, and I've been playing a lot of repeat stories, but you can help us to change that by sending your stories or contributions through to newswest@vk6.net.
Hello and greetings once again. Yes, it's me, Roy VK6 X-Ray Victor, with this week's helpline for the 24th of May. Did I say the 24th? The 26th of May, 2024. And today I have the following for you. I have a VersaTuner MFJ... 3, serial number is 023101, 160 metres through 10 metres, asking 200 dB or $200 for that. There's an ICOM IC3200, 2 metre and 70 centimetre mobile transceiver, serial number 01169, $300 for that. There's a Uniden 40 channeled UHF CB set, $100, a grid dip meter, 1.5 to 250 megahertz. $150 is a antenna, a Yagi antenna, TH3 Junior HF, 20 meters, 15 meters, and 10 meter beam, $100 only for that. It's disassembled and complete with all the elements, etc., and traps. Needs a little bit of TLC with rusted bolts needing replacement, but we'll send images if required. And you may contact Barry for all those items. His email address is bravo.juliet.burns@bigpond.com. I'll say again, that's bravo.juliet.bravo.uniform.romeo.november.sierra@bigpond.com. And that's all I have for you for this week. So thank you once again for listening. This is Roy VK6 X-Ray Victor 73. Until next time.
The last time I looked, amateur radio is a hobby, and may it ever remain so. Although we're a hobby, what we do and how we go about it is governed to a degree by an Act of Parliament and associated regulations. Anyone who knows and understands the regulations and the roles of the regulator, the ACMA, will know that we have tremendous freedom to pursue our hobby in our many diverse ways. The rules about what we may or may not do are contained in the LCD. And I'm not even going to tell you what LCD means, because if you're a qualified amateur in Australia, you ought to know. The LCD is concerned with our compliance with regulatory matters and doesn't govern or dictate which activities we pursue in order to practice our hobby. Getting to the point of this story, a report popped up during the week concerning bullying. Bullying on air and bullying online in amateur radio circles. So what's it all about? I'm told it's all about someone misinterpreting or misunderstanding the rules around the 2x1 contest call signs. It's about the perception that some contests are real and some are not. Some are official and some are not. There's no such thing as an official contest. There's no one body or organisation in Australia tasked with approving amateur radio contests. Anyone can organise and conduct an amateur radio contest. Anyone. There's no set of rules anywhere that prescribe the structure, rules, and duration of an amateur radio contest. A person, under the cover of anonymity, some time ago laid a complaint with the ACMA over RASA's 12-month-long contest, which was designed to encourage year-round activity, not just the weekend. The ACMA's response was that they don't have a role in amateur radio contests apart from pursuing any compliance, should an issue arise. In the ACMA update of the 15th of November 1922, the ACMA confirms that 2x1 contest call signs do not have any regulatory limitations. The sector determines how and when these call signs may be used. Amateurs must accept that sometimes your perception of what's right, wrong, true or false may not be accurate. Move on. The hobby's big enough to accommodate all of us. I'm Bob VK6POP.
Hi there, it's Clinton, VK6FCRC, back with you. And did you know that News West is now on YouTube? Type in youtube.com/@newswestweeklypodcast -Kilo Zulu 7 Yankee Charlie. Oh, and before I go, I'd like to thank those watching on YouTube or ATV, the readers, and you for listening. I'd also like to thank our team, the broadcasters, and those submitting content each week. Please stand by now for callbacks after the broadcast, or head over to the VK6.net website and fill out the form so we know how many people are listening each week.